Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Skydance is another new early maturing wheat variety created by OSU researchers and marketed by Oklahoma Genetics. A progeny of the legendary variety Billings, Skydance is best suited for southwest and central Oklahoma. Skydance has improved mildew protection, an outstanding disease package, strong acid soil tolerance, and high test weight. Skydance can recover quickly in late planting situations and is tough enough for organic production. It's been verified by the Wheat Quality Council. Get Skydance, another of OSU's golden grain varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com.
When the going gets tough, the tough stay busy. Hi, I'm Jordan, inviting you to stay busy this spring in the seat of a new Kubota tractor from Great Plains Kubota. With Kubota tractors, you can mow, haul, dig, or use a variety of our performance-matched implements to get your toughest jobs done while staying safe and healthy. Great Plains Kubota is open because our customers have essential needs, and we'll continue to meet the demands of our Kubota customers by serving them in person or remotely. As always, shop Great Plains Kubota online at gpkubota.com. That's gpkubota.com.
We've made it through the Memorial Day holiday weekend. That means officially the coronavirus food assistance program sign-up is underway. And it's all going to be happening at the FSA office on a virtual basis. Dr. Amy Hagerman, Ag Policy Specialist at Oklahoma State University, says you need to give these guys some slack as you work with them to get these applications in.
I guess what a good bit of pressure on our FSA offices at the local level.
Yeah, absolutely. I think both the conditions in which we're working right now, trying to maintain the appropriate social distancing, as well as the complexity of this program and explaining it, it makes it more important than ever to really get your information and your documentation in line as well as you can prior to your appointment with FSA. I would encourage you, go ahead and make your appointment with FSA. It's already going to be a little while before they can get to you in the queue. So go ahead and get in the queue, make your appointment with FSA, visit that farmers.gov/CFAP site. It lists all of the forms you're going to have to fill out and the documentation required for it, and attend some of these OSU Extension and FSA webinars that are coming up to get more details about what needs to be provided. There's also some flexibility in here. You have within 60 days to get all your documentation in, and if you have to find an additional couple of documents as you go along, you can do that.
Dr. Hagerman will be leading a couple of webinars, 2 p.m. this afternoon and 6 p.m. this afternoon as well, to give you a lot more information about how you sign up and some of the details as well of the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. RCAF USA and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association are trading news releases back and forth, arguing over the amount of U.S. beef supply that is coming from imported sources. RCAF USA contends that it's 18% of the U.S. Total beef consumption in recent years. However, National Cattlemen's Beef Association says in response to the news release from RCAF, NCBA says that current USDA data projects U.S. beef import numbers for 2020 at 1.334 million metric tons, while domestic consumption is estimated at 12.389 million metric tons. That means that imports are about 11% of U.S. beef consumption. Actual numbers from 2019 suggest 11% is the correct number of actual imports versus U.S. beef consumption. You've got Farm News on Ron.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465.
A lot more agricultural news on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Check it out. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.